Suj actually said to me an hour ago, he said, I know all the European capitals.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Thursday is quiz day. And today's topic of the quiz, James, is VAR.
Do you know what? It's literally what I was going to say, VAR. I think we will save the Tottenham discussion for tomorrow for those who would like to do this quiz and would like to do it in a few weeks' time. Let's not make this date. So we'll save the Tottenham conversation for tomorrow. What I can tell you is a little bit of a spoiler is that is one of the worst first halves of football I've seen from my football team in a very, very fucking long time. And if we'd played in the first half, like we played in the second half, we'd have won the game quite easily. Anyway, more for tomorrow.
Marcus Edwards says hi.
Marcus Edwards says hi. Inevitable, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Right, quiz theme is European capital cities, and I will define European capital cities of countries who compete in UEFA qualifying. It doesn't mean Moscow's not one of the answers, by the way, even though they've been thrown out currently.
Suspended,
let's say. There are 20, it doesn't mean Moscow is one of the answers either. 20 questions. Each answer is a European capital city. That's it.
Okay.
Ready to have a bash?
I am.
It's football related, by the way, obviously. Oh, shit. Open your file, James. Question one. Where was the 2006 World Cup final? Question one. Where was the 2006 World Cup final? Help if you remember what country it was in and if you know what the capital was. Question two. I've been practicing this. In what city did Napoli's Kvitsa Kvaratskhelia begin his playing career? Question two. In what city did Napoli's Kvitsa Kvaratskhelia begin his playing career? I think I've got it. But I might not. How's my pronunciation, Nico?
It's not bad.
What do you mean? You don't know if I'm right or wrong.
I speak Russian, and trust me, he's closer to Russia than he is to Portugal.
So what are you giving it away for? The answer could comfortably be Cardiff.
The city where Hradčany...
Kvitsa
Hradčany is from is definitely closer to Russia than it is to Portugal from Napoli for where he plays now.
Okay, just giving away free information now, Suj. Yeah.
I don't think it's very helpful because there's at least 20, 30 countries between Napoli and Russia.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. Question three. Where was Ruud Gullit born? Question three. Where was former Chelsea manager, AC Milan star Ruud Gullit born?
Feels like there's a trick question there.
The question has a real answer, which is no trick to it. Question three, where was Ruud Gullit born?
Is there duplicates, or is it fair to say there's no duplicates?
No, there's no duplicate answers. Each answer is only used once. Question four, where did Theo Walcott become England's youngest scorer of a hat-trick in 2008? Question four, where did Theo Walcott become England's youngest scorer of a hat-trick in 2008? He was a whole 19 years of age by this point. Question five, where did Inter Milan win the 2010 Champions League final? Question five, where did Inter Milan win the 2010 Champions League final? Question six. Which former Tottenham player who made over 200 appearances for the club sadly died whilst Leyton Orient manager in 2019? Question six. Which former Tottenham player who made over 200 appearances for the club sadly died whilst Leyton Orient manager in 2019?
Is that because they're London-based clubs? Is that why you're asking this question? Trying to figure out what's it got to do with capital cities?
The answer is a European capital city, mate.
Okay.
So just struggling with that. But you don't have to do first name if you don't want to, mate. You can literally just European capital city.
Okay.
Question 7. Where was the 2022 Europa Conference League final between Roma and Feyenoord held? Question 7. Where was the 2022 Europa Conference League final between Roma and Feyenoord held?
The road to somewhere. I can't remember where.
You might have said, you heard me say on Tottenham a number of times last year, I want to go to, I can't commit to game week 39 because I might be going to.
Right.
And then obviously we got COVID and that went out the window. Question 8. In which city do Bohemians 1905 play their home games? In which city do Bohemians 1905 play their home games? Question 9. Where was the only Champions League final between two German clubs played? Question 9. Where was the only Champions League final between two German clubs played? Question 10. Which European city was the first to host a World Cup final? Question 10. Which European city was the first to host a World Cup final? How could your 1934 memory surge?
It's not.
No? Was you there? Question 11. Apoel made the Champions League quarterfinals in 2012. In what city do they play? Apoel, that's APOEL, all in capitals, made the Champions League quarterfinals in 2012. In what city do they play? Question 12. In what city would you find the Ferenc Puskás Arena? Question 12. In what city would you find the Ferenc Puskás Arena? Question 13. Where might you find clubs called Dynamo, Locomotive, CSKA, Rubicon, and Arsenal? Question 13. Where might you find clubs called Dynamo, Locomotive, CSKA, Rubicon, and Arsenal?
Europa League.
Probably not, to be honest. Rubicon feels more Conference League.
Rubicon feels like it's on the shelf in the drinks cabinet at Tesco.
I will just clarify on that the answer is not London, just in case there happens to be like Sunday League teams by these names or anything Hackney. Like that. Yeah, exactly that. Because I can imagine, I can imagine that there probably are London Sunday League, Saturday League teams with these sort of names. Where might you find clubs called Dynamo, Locomotive, CSK, Rubicon, and Arsenal? Question 13. Question 14. Where do Karabag play their home games? It's not to be confused with Suge's other business, Carrier Bag Shop. Where do Karabag play home games? It's question 14. Question 15. Where did the Hazel Stadium disaster in 1985 happen? Question 15. Where did the Hazel Stadium disaster in 1985 happen? Question 16. Who scored 64 league goals for Coventry in the 1990s and also went on to win 4 England caps? Question 16. Who scored 64 league goals for Coventry in the 1990s and also went on to win 4 England caps? Question 17. Complete the sentence. Wayne Rooney scored his first England goal in 2003 in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonian City. Question 17. Wayne Rooney scored his first England goal in 2003 in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia city named what? Question 18. Where did Greece win Euro 2004? Question 18. Where did Greece win Euro 2004? Question, bless you, Nico. He sneezed. Question 19. It wasn't Suj.
Spreading.
Yeah. Question 19. In which city would you find a club who has won 8 of their 10 domestic league titles in the last 10 years? Question 19. In which city would you find a club who has won 8 of their 10 domestic league titles in the last 10 years? So 8 of their 10 league titles have been inside the last 10 years. And question 20. Of the capital cities to host Champions League finals, which comes last alphabetically? Question 20. Of the capital cities to host Champions League finals, which comes last alphabetically? How many blanks, Suj?
1 or 2.
That's not bad, mate.
But it's not good either.
Okay.
I think if you gave me the country, obviously, it'd be quite a like, I'd, when we go through the answers and you give me the country, I'll know the answer. But there's a lot where I just don't know what city shit was played in, what country shit was played in. I don't remember.
I reckon someone's getting 20 on this. If they know their geography and know their football, I reckon someone's getting 20 on this.
Angus McPhail, hello.
I would say Angus is a real contender for 20 out of 20 on this, okay. Actually. Watch him not listen. He'll just say, I can't bother with that. Question 1. Let us know, Angus. Trivia channel, mate. Question 1. Where was the 2006 World Cup final? 2. In what city did Napoli's Kvitcha Kvaratskhelia begin his playing career? 3. Where was Ruud Gullit born? 4. Where did Theo Walcott become England's youngest scorer of a hat-trick in 2008? 5. Where did Inter Milan win the 2010 Champions League final? 6. Which former Tottenham player who made over 200 appearances for the club sadly died whilst Leighton Orient manager in 2019? 7. Where was the 2022 Europa Conference League final between Roma and Feyenoord held? 8. In which city do Bohemians 1905 play their home games? 9. Where was the only Champions League final between two German clubs played? 10. Which European city was the first to host a World Cup final? 11. Apoel made the Champions League quarterfinals in 2012. In what city do they play? 12. Where would you find the Ferenc Puskas Arena? 13. Where might you find clubs called Dynamo, Lokomotiv, CSKA, Rubicon and Arsenal? 14. Where do Karabag play home games? 15. Where did the Hazel Stadium disaster in 1985 happen? 16. Who scored 64 league goals for Coventry in the 1990s and also went on to win 4 England caps?
17, Wayne Rooney scored his first England goal in 2003 in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia city named what? 18, where did Greece win Euro 2004? 19, in which city would you find a club who has won 8 of their 10 domestic league titles in the last decade? And 20, of the capital cities to host Champions League finals, which comes last alphabetically?
Okay.
Happy, Suj?
I reckon I'll get 4.
Okay. It's 20%.
Yeah. Still not good, though.
Well, we'll give you a D. Question 1, 2006 World Cup final.
Munich.
No. Is it the capital of Germany? Is it the capital of Germany?
I don't know.
Berlin.
Is Berlin the capital?
That's Berlin.
Yeah. I'm going to Berlin.
Suj actually said to me an hour ago, he said, I know all the European capitals.
at least I got the country right. But yeah, I'm going to Berlin. I need to go to Berlin. We've got an office there. I haven't been. But I'll go during the World Cup.
Go to Hertha. Union are still top of the Bundesliga currently, time of recording. Question 2. In what city did Napoli's Kvitcha Kvaratskhelia begin his playing career?
He's from Georgia.
He is.
Okay, I don't know the Georgian capital.
I thought you knew all of them. You said you knew all of them.
Well, I didn't realise we're talking UEFA Europe. I'm talking about European Union Europe.
Right, we're talking football Europe on this podcast, mate. What was your answer?
I've just got Georgia in brackets because I know the country, but I don't know the city.
Any, so any Georgian Georgia teams?
No.
Correct answer is Tbilisi.
Okay.
Question 3. Where was Ruud Gullit born?
I'm going to go Amsterdam.
Correct answer is Amsterdam. It is not a trick question. Question 4. Where did Theo Walcott become England's youngest scorer of a hat-trick in 2008?
Lisbon.
No, correct answer is Zagreb.
Okay.
Scored a hat-trick in a 4-1 victory in Croatia. Just on Amsterdam, by the way, do you know like what kind of powers it took me not to just put where was I when Lucas Moura scored a hat-trick? Question 5. Where did Inter Milan win the 2010 Champions League final?
No idea. I just got Paris down.
Correct answer is Madrid. They beat Bayern Munich 2-0 in the Santiago Bernabeu. Question 6. Who was the former Tottenham player who died whilst Leighton Orient manager in 2019?
I have no answer for this, James.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself, I think, mate.
Probably. What country?
Scotland.
Glasgow. Edinburgh.
Justin Edinburgh.
Glasgow. Why do I think? I suppose because the two main football teams are Glasgow.
Yeah, it does.
You automatically assume that Glasgow's the main city, but it's not Edinburgh.
Edinburgh's capital.
Justin,
mate.
Edinburgh, I would have known that as well.
I told you'd kick yourself. 7. Where was the 2022 Europa Conference League final played between Roma and Feyenoord?
Milan?
No. I kept saying I wanted to go to Albania.
Okay.
Correct answer is Tirana. Question 8. In which city do Bohemians 1905 play their home games?
Belgrade?
No. Tough one if you don't know it. And I'm sure there's a few guys who've put Ireland, one version or the other. Correct answer is Prague. Question 9. Where was the only Champions League final between two German clubs played?
Well, I had down Madrid, and I know that's wrong because we've used Madrid previously. So
correct.
Don't know.
The 2013 Champions League final between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund was played in London at Wembley.
I swapped to London with number 10 because I thought number 10 might be London. Clearly not.
Clearly not. Question 10. Which European city was the first to host a World Cup final?
Don't know.
Correct answer is Rome. Question 11. Apoel made the Champions League quarterfinals in 2012. In what city do they play?
Nicosia?
Yes.
It's Cyprus.
Yes. They do occasionally go as Apoel Nicosia, but commonly just called Apoel. Nicosia is the correct answer. Question 12. In what city would you find the Ferenc Puskas Arena?
Budapest.
Yes, Budapest is correct. Question 13. Where might you find Dynamo, Lokomotiv, CSK, Rubicon and Arsenal?
Moscow?
No. Correct answer is Kiev. Question 14. Where do Karabag play home games?
Baku.
Baku is correct. Question 15. Where did the Hazel Stadium disaster happen?
Vienna?
No, it's Brussels. Okay. Question 16. Who scored 64 league goals for Coventry? Also won 4 England caps.
Dublin.
Dublin. Dion Dublin. Question 17. Wayne Rooney scored his first England goal in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. City named?
No idea.
Skopje. Question 18. Where did Greece win Euro 2004?
No idea. I've got Copenhagen down.
No. Nico? Lisbon. Beat Portugal in the final. And I'm sure every Portuguese fan can probably still not believe it. Question 19. In which city would you find a club who's won 8 of their 10 domestic league titles in the last decade?
I've not got that answer.
Correct answer is Paris. Okay. PSG have won 8 of their 10 titles in the last decade. It'll be 9 of 11, I'm sure, come next May, or probably March or April. And question 20, of the capital cities to host Champions League finals, which comes last alphabetically?
I've just put down Zurich, but I don't know if they've hosted a Champions League final, but they'd be pretty fucking low on the alphabet.
It's a very fair guess, except the capital of Switzerland is Bern. Well said. You used the answer somewhere else, Suj.
Vienna?
Correct answer is Vienna, yeah. Vienna hosted between, I think, 87 and 95, hosted 3 European Cup / Champions League finals, the last of which was Ajax's victory against AC Milan when a young Patrick Kluivert scored the winner. Did you get 4?
5.
Oh, there you go.
Improvement on the prediction. Patrons, I don't know how you guys did, but I know it's going to be better. Hope you enjoyed that kind of cheeky little quiz. Main pod that's out on the all the other channels is Clash the Correspondence.
Yep, she's out. Love the patrons had it 2 days ago anyway. Yeah, so. Yeah.
And tomorrow, Diff Show for you in preparation of the weekend.
Look forward to it.
Limp Haaland, I've seen.
Sorry?
Haaland's limping.
Yeah, do you know what it made me
think
of?
Is that a fake video?
Have you seen it? The video where he supposedly he's in like slippers or something. It made me think of like Kaiser Soze. As soon as he's out of shot, the limp's going to go. Yeah.
I think we'll know more.
Listen, he's either going to play or he isn't. I'm going to captain him. He's either going to play or he isn't. And that's the end of it, I think. So that's it.
Good, good. Patrons, enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll speak to you soon. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.